Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Katrina Nelson with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics to talk about this week's evacuation drill at the hospital.
The exercise here, I'm sure this is done routinely by the hospital. What do you tend to work on during these simulations?
It is. It's done routinely. You know, it's just a good opportunity for us. You know, luckily we don't have tragedies and emergencies that happen, you know, on a regular basis. But it's nice to have these exercises to pull our incident command together and kind of walk through the steps of what would happen if we really did have an emergency that presented here at the hospital. So that's what we did. We were told that, you know, we would be having an evacuation of the hospital. So we had to place all of our inpatients at area facilities. So we actually contacted the area facilities, you know, and said right away, you know, this is a drill and we need to evacuate our facilities. Would you happen to have any beds that we could transfer our patients to? So then once we had the hospitals that were taking our patients, then we had to line up the transport of ways to get the patients to those hospitals. So, you know, we had folks that actually called the Knoxville, Pella, Columbia EMS and lined up that transport. And so we were able to evacuate all of our patients. And then we notified family members to let them know where their loved ones were going, how they were going, you know, via the different ambulance service that was taking them. So, yeah, that's what our exercise was.
And, of course, the key to keep in mind is that there's no actual physical movement of patients. It's all done on paper, right?
Absolutely. You know, none of our patients were disturbed. None of them knew what was even going on. You know, this was all kind of behind closed doors. The patients weren't impacted at all.
The key thing to do with this is to make sure everyone's trained and remains calm and steady because, you know, you watch movies and there's a lot of shouting, screaming, panicking. The idea is you can't afford to do that. If you run through it enough times, then it'll seem natural if and when the real thing comes along, right?
Right, exactly. You know, and you know, I must say, you know, it is completely different, you know, when you're doing a drill versus when you're actually live in the situation. You know, we put our incident command in place when Pella had their tornado, you know, and at that point, you know, we knew that there was a real emergency. And, you know, we didn't know for sure if we were going to be getting patients, you know, so that was another. Luckily, it turned out that, you know, we didn't get any patients that evening, but, you know, that was another really good exercise for us, you know, because that was a real live event, you know, so yeah, it's really great for our staff to have these exercises and, you know, walk through the steps that we would take if we had an emergency.
No matter what the level of emergency, if it's large enough to require all hands on deck to bring in everything, no matter how much aid is available elsewhere, no matter how many other hospitals or agencies are available, you're on the front line if it should be happening here. And that's probably the key to reinforce with your staff is that whatever happens, they're going to be the first ones to deal with whatever comes their way.
Exactly, you know, and so it's really important that everybody knows their role, you know, and what they would be doing and how they would be doing it and to walk through all of those steps, you know, just to kind of keep it a refreshing, you know, just to keep it in the back of your mind as to what you would do if something like that really did happen.
And of course, to keep from disrupting the patients and possibly the public, part of the reason you do it as a tabletop rather than a full-scale dress rehearsal is to make sure everything stays quiet and doesn't disrupt the normal day.
Right, that is true. You know, like I said, none of our patients, none of our visitors even knew that this was happening today. You know, we were behind closed doors in the boardroom walking through this exercise, you know, going to the floor and getting different materials and things like that we would possibly need in case of the emergency. But this did not impact patients or visitors whatsoever.
Afterwards, of course, there's in a real situation or an exercise, there's a post-event debriefing to see how everything went. And I'm sure that'll be part of the process to have everyone gather together afterwards, go over what went right, and more importantly, what went wrong so they can fix it, right?
Right, exactly. You know, we do have, I think they call it a hot wash. You know, we have a hot wash where, you know, they will walk through and they'll actually get the other players at the other hospitals joining in on the conference call, you know, so that they can get information from them on how our staff, you know, might have interacted, you know, with them, you know. So it's a good tool to be able to get some feedback as to, you know, what did you guys do really well? What do you need to work on to improve for the next time? So yeah, it'll be really great to hear what those facilitators have to say.
Thanks to Katrina Nelson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.